You like that kind of music?
I do, Prez, but I mean, it's kind of over my head, you know?
Over your head or under it?
Over it. Well, it's way over my head. But it's nice, I reckon. But I can't get it, that rhythm that goes like that.
That shuffle rhythm.
Yeah, that's the only thing. Other than that, I could make it, you know?
Yeah.
If it was straight rhythm,
yeah,
something
yeah,
like that. But that...
Tired.
Yeah.
I'll tell you
in a minute. No. Well, Prez, I mean, just give them a number.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
the way I would say. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the singing?
I thought all of it was nice, just other than that,
the rhythm
that,
yeah.
You think it would have been much better if they, you know,
yeah,
hadn't had that kind of rhythm, this straight line, you know,
yeah,
get right. It like that.
Yeah.
Real crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I like that phrase. I think I heard it once in Chicago.
Oh, yeah? You know what it is?
I'm not... the only thing I would say would be Woody Herman or either Stan Kent, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's about my best bet, you know?
You don't know the tenor player?
No, I don't know the name of the tenor player, but it sure is crazy, the way the arrangements and things are.
Yeah.
I think that's real great.
Right.
Sure.
I like
I'd go like that. In fact, I'm going to get the address from you so I can get the record, you know?
I'll get one of it for you.
Okay.
Huh?
Sure.
Yeah, who is that? Oh, you'd be surprised again. Well, that's a different style of music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll go for that too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because we played in Chicago with Muggsy Spandon.
Yeah.
And they was wailing with the Dixieland Arena, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So... people like things like that, it's real nice.
Uh-huh.
So I think it's crazy, too.
You think it's done well in
here? Sure.
You like Bud?
Who's that, Bud Freeman?
Well, I mean, is it Bud?
Yeah, whoever it is. Yeah, I thought it was nice
uh-huh.
when they dropped the solos and things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought it was real nice.
Did you ever hear that style of tenor playing a long time ago?
Like that?
Yeah.
That's played now?
Uh-huh.
Sure, and all the time it used to be Bud Freeman, and he used to play with Tommy Dorsey?
Yeah, that's
or something like that. And I used to hear him when they used to play those records and things like that.
Yeah.
Nobody never played like him, so I like a stylist.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it was a style of his own.
Individual, yeah.
Sure. Like that. It was his own, so I don't think you could say nothing, but it's nice.
Uh-huh.
You know?
What would you give it then?
I think on account of the Dixieland, I think. Say 3.
Uh-huh.
That's nice, huh?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All the way. I think that's real nice. The clarinet, I don't know the band or nothing like that, but I mean, it's beautiful music, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I like that too.
Well, that's really classical.
Yeah, well, I don't know what it is, but I think it's so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Do you have any particular favorite classical?
No, I never dig into that, into the classical, you know.
Yeah.
You know, so I wouldn't know what to say. And very few records I've heard of, because I never dug that deep, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give them 4, whoever it is. I don't know who the band is, but it sure is pretty. I'm going to try to get the record, too.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Only time I ever liked Buddy playing drums is with Tommy Dorsey.
Right?
Yeah, the only one we discussed was the trumpet, I think. You know who that was?
The trumpet who was playing on there?
Yeah, the first time.
Well, I think I would go like just one that I'd say Al Killian.
Uh-huh.
No, other than that, I'll put it down.
Okay. Do you think the whole performance sounds good on record?
Oh, well, I have to.
Uh-huh.
That's my people, you know?
Yeah, sure.
So I have to say, yes. Uh-huh. That's my great big eyes.
Do you like the...
I know what I want to ask you now. That, what do you think about the general new school of tenor men? All these young kids like the Four Brothers and all the whole new school of tenors that are inspired by you?
Everybody want to ask me that. Well, I'll tell you. Well, they just fascinate me, you know?
Yeah.
Because I hear little things that I've played, you know?
Yeah.
And it just knocks me out.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Do you like the way tenors is going down?
Sure. I mean, I always liked it like that, you know what I mean? Because when I first came to New York, you know, I got bruised because I didn't play like Coleman Hawkins.
Yeah.
So I used to do a lot of teardrops behind that.
Yeah.
But I mean, I say, well, you know, some people just don't have eyes for certain things.
Yeah.
So, just Lester, the way you feel, and I hear the little people playing like that, I'll go and buy their records, too, and things, and sit up and listen. Uh-huh. They knock me out, you know?
What records do you buy?
Records?
Yeah.
Well, just the ones I like. Same way like you playing now. If I hear one, I like it. Or something. Or they play one over the radio or something, I'll go and get it out. Something like that. I like to be like, mostly like a variety. You know, I wouldn't like to get hung up with one thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's why I speak like that.
Yeah, well, I played quite a wide variety of things, and you like almost all of them. So.
That's right. Just all music, and all day and all night, music and things. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's just like that.
Do you have any particular all-time favorite records that we could put down?
Records?
Yeah, I mean, like a thing that you would have wanted to give 12 stars to, you know. Including your own, if you like.
Oh, no, not myself. I don't ever go like that.
Well.
But, I mean, just, you'd be surprised. You have the record by Al Hibbler?
Which one?
Something like The Stars Fell Raining and... Something, he's in his jail and his cell.
Good Kids After Miles? No.
No, sir, that don't fit.
Is it a blues?
It's a blues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Have you heard that?
I'm not sure if I know that one. No.
Yeah, Al Hibbler.
Recently?
Yeah, it's real crazy.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I buy them. I hear one and I'll go to the store and get it then, not wait, you know, until tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he said something like the storm was shining and something. And I sit here in my cell. Oh, it's beautiful.
Must be that new one, Atlantic, actually. Made of blue.
Some kind of red label, whatever
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, Atlantic record, that's
yeah.
Right.
So it's pretty bad. Ah, he sang the blues. Well, it comes natural for him to sing the blues like that because he used to go with that J. Mac Chan band,
that's
didn't he used
right,
to sing?
Yeah.
And they were solid. And Charles, what's his name? Yardbird.
Yeah,
all
the
them,
band.
You did?
He
so he know the blues. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, all them. The same things, you know? So you know he can sing the blues, but he's been singing his trees, things like that, you know? Which is nice. He have a lovely voice, but you should hear this blues, right?
Walking in a dark world, you know?
Uda Stata
Stittis.
Pretty tones. Pretty tones.
What about bands?
Who's that?
What about bands?
Band?
Yeah.
Well, you know, they broke my heart, so I can't say nothing. But if I would go, I would go Woody Herman way.
Yeah.
You sound just like Count, play things like that.
Yeah,
so,
the old Basie band.
That's the way I would go for a big band. Lester, Count Basie, you know, he had a small band, then we play. So,
like,
Otis Stottis, I haven't heard him, but right on. Woody Herman, if you keep jumping like that, that's me,
yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
So that's straight.
Okay, I think we got a good interview there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have eyes to form a big band of your own?
Oh, I would have loved to, but this, I wouldn't go for the okie doke, them headaches,
yeah.
Them evil spirits in there.
Yeah.
You dig? That's too much. Dig? I can barely make it with five, like
yeah.
I'm playing night, you know? Because I'd say, like that old lady told me, there's always a bastard in a bunch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You'll
never know who it is.
Right.
You dig? If it's in five, they can get it.
Yeah.
In a trio, they can get it.
Yeah.
You dig what I mean?
Yeah.
But to do it like you and me, you dig?
Yeah.
Him and I,
yeah.
It'll be like that. There's two of us. That's one and one is 11. What? What are you doing? Well, cool. Well, tell me, goddammit. It'll be you. Start to sit us, dig?
Yeah.
Now, then it go out of your hand. Then here come three. Here we are, out. There's that one lonely one.
Yeah.
That's the...
Yeah.
And you think he's tight with you, Dick. Say, well, then we get four now. Get another one. Well, you know, we tight from the beginning, right? So now they get tight. So now it's 2-2. It's 22, you know, like that. About, you get through and you get five. Then they'll get him and everything and leave me. Then I become one out of five. Life center, right?
Yeah.
Cop, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sure. Then I'm the one that go, you dig?
Yeah.
But I started off, it was one and one, dig? But dig how they build up on me. One and one, two. Cut you in, right? The two, and I don't go there. But the next one, the other man that come in, you and him, right? That's two. We're two, but two. They'll take him out, right? Then you get another one, Buddha status. Here I am, one alone. Well, that's it, it's true. I dig that. I haven't left the thing of it.
You know, at Lester has a more descriptive language.
Yeah.
You know, as a rule, talking to me, he very rarely talks like he talks to you. See, he usually talks to me pretty much in our language, English, you know. But otherwise, he gets talking, and he sure can make one word speak volumes.
Yeah.
I always thought, you know, like I hear everybody talking about cool today. The first person I ever said that was him.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot that hasn't been written about Lester that should be written. I mean, the guy has really, he's really contributed, boy, in his way.
I want to get a lot more, too.
Yeah, he's really contributed. No eyes, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's the most descriptive phrase in the world. I don't care how long you're talking, I don't know how much you say. I mean, when you say you don't want to do something, I don't care how you say it. The mere fact that when he says no eyes, that just wraps up everything, you know. Oh, he can say it.
You just can't say it, that's all.
Have you ever considered going to Europe?
Oh, I had one chance once, but I mean the Franks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go. And I know,
you're
like...
sure a big man over there. I mean, you could have a time of your life.
That's why I want it to be real nice when I do go, you know?
Yeah,
but
nice.
The American dollar, you dig? Mm-hmm. The Franks. I don't want them Franks. That's the only reason I ever went.
Where's really the best territory for you, do you think? When you're on the tour with Norman, which do you find the most enthusiastic audiences? Out here in the Middle West or the West Coast or where?
I don't know. It's all like come see, come saw.
Because
some nights, you know, you'll get in the people, and sometimes, you know how it is.
Yeah, I guess it's just there.
Yeah. And then sometimes you'll have a sweepstake ticket, you know, and things like that. But it's just a job, though. But the people like music. That's what counts, you know?
Yeah.
Even some of them places where they play, they have them ropes and things like that.
Yeah.
Yet the people are there, you know? So you know they must love music. Because I wouldn't make no ropes to go here. Nobody.
Yeah.
Myself, you know? If it was like that. And I said, there's no much like it. That's the way they do it. Have them ropes this side, white on this side, colored on this side. They show much like it.
Well, they still do that at many places? The segregation?
Very few. You know what I mean? But there'll be one or two on the tour, you know what I mean? Like Texas. That's usually the way it happens.
Not that bad in Texas, huh?
In Texas? Well, at some places, I don't know. You know, I don't try to dig them, you know,
yeah,
that hard. But I know some places they segregated. I know that. You dig?
Well, that's about the farthest south you go, I guess.
No, we went to New Orleans.
Oh, you did?
That's right there, the rope there.
Yeah.
And that's where I was growing up at. You dig what I mean, Ben? Them ropes, you dig? But you don't want to talk about that and make everybody feel bad. But it's true like that. You dig what I mean? And it's hard for me because I'm standing out there playing with gray boys, you know? Me, all I have to lean on is, what is it, me and Sweet and Ray and Hank. You dig? But they're sitting down mostly, but me and Flip and Bill Harris. You dig what I mean? And Sweet, we out there, you dig? And then people love him. You know, you can't bullshit yourself.
Yeah.
People ain't from that kind of shit. Good luck that we come through, but I mean, you just feel a draft. Imagine, you dig what I mean? Imagine they feel the same way. The white on that side, the color on that side, you know. You dig?
A lot of you dig? Both sides are not big.
You know what I mean? But one thing is half and half, 50-50.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
They're all
enthusiastic. Yeah, they seem to be enjoying it, so, you know. But like the whole thing. We'll all be happy and everything and gay and they book one of these dates, you know.
Yeah.
It'll make us feel better, you know. But mostly on my side, though, you know. Because, I mean, I'm like that. I feel real sorry for them, you know.
Sure.
Why they don't leave and come up to New York, where they could just go somewhere for themselves, you know. Instead of they sitting in the ropes. That's why I feel bad. I wouldn't sense it. But if you're living, you have to go and play.
What was that thing I was trying to play?
Jimmy Newman.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah?